like, okay. So you're like totally listening to like the Nasty Penny Pudding Twins show. Okay. Like the Nasty Penny Pudding Twins show. Okay. And we have like our special guests, Ricky and Gina. Losers. So enjoy the show. Okay. Okay. Like, oh my God, enjoy the fucking show.
Got trashed. Bullshit. Because they're gay, they should be allowed to go in because we're an accepting community. Just give me a fucking break, right? I didn't need to go there.
Well, I'm a gay Republican and I'm totally together.
You're not all together. How fucking convenient for him.
Right. That.
You know, unfortunately, as a gay man, you can't do that. You'll get so hard. You wouldn't believe it. You'll get so hard. You wouldn't believe it.
Are you back? Yeah, I don't know. We'll be played, all right. We hate you. You know, we don't care. Send us a fucking email. Love you. Fuck you. So anyway, bitch, fuck you. Okay.
You ready? Let me call him.
Okay.
He's not answering.
Just fucking tough luck. Jesus Christ.
He told me to try again. Say it again.
Thank you for choosing Taco Bell. How may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to get the refried beans stuffed in my ass.
Would you like to biggie size that?
Oh, would I like to biggie size that? Hell yeah, I would.
He's a slut, of course he does.
Oh my God, this is so funny, Mike, because we just recorded with Herb, and we were just complaining how we have not had you on the show, and I said, oh, we saved the best for last. Our poppies are always last. And then you fucking sign on.
And we're open 24/7 to serve you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hi.
Hola, Gina.
How are you?
Good.
Thank you so much for the CD and the DVD. You rock, baby.
Damn right. Damn
yeah, cool. Even if the number of the episodes were in order.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He did have to fucking complain about that.
You know what? I called Ricky.
I'm like, whatever.
Called Rick and actually I was texting him, telling him, you know, dude, you are fucking bitching about the DVD already. You haven't even looked at it yet.
I know, right? I thought it was awesome. That little monkey and...
I saw it. It's really cute. I liked it.
Oh, now he says it.
I like it when Poppy gives me things.
It's like, I like it, but you could at least put the things in order.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Where's your husband?
He's in the other room.
Oh, does he care that you're on the show?
Actually, he didn't even know I was going to be on the show. I didn't even know I was going to be on the show.
I know. That's a total surprise, huh?
I just text messaged.
We didn't even know that you were going to be on the show.
Am I really on the show? Or were you
you're on the show. You're
right now.
Recording.
Hello. Jesus Christ.
I just thought we were bullshitting.
Why else would we be on the show? I mean, why else would we call you if you weren't on the show?
Because I'm not good. Because I'm gay's okay. He's all that. You got to talk to him.
Jesus Christ. Should we like get on the floor and bow down to you?
I'll bow down in front of you.
I bet you will. Especially if you're out there in the parking lot.
Spray it all over me.
So did you have fun at Wet n' Wild?
Oh, it was a blast. Oh my
I'm
God.
Sure it was.
There was so Ooh. Much eye candy there. It was so hard to concentrate.
Where's that bunch of big white corn-fed boys?
Everywhere.
Well, you were in North Carolina, right?
No shit.
I'm not gay. I'm just from North Carolina.
And guess what? It was a Christian weekend.
Oh, no.
And there were Christian buses all in the parking lot, and there was Christian hard rock playing, and it was just wild.
Oh, man.
That sucks. I had a good time. I really had a good time.
Did you tell anybody to fuck off? Did you tell anybody? Did you ask anybody if they were sweating for Jesus?
It wasn't one of those events. People were just there to have fun and get wet and wild.
But you should have told them they needed to start sweating for Jesus.
Please watch Foul Monkeys. Please listen to Foul Monkeys. Please listen to Foul Monkeys.
Hey, actually, speaking of watching Foul Monkeys, I actually purchased QuickTime Pro so that we can do a video podcast for the winners of the little contest we had.
Which you were one of.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Awesome.
You and one other person.
And so is Rui Cub, and so is Nick, because there are only three people that entered.
I love the Rui Cub's intros. Those were awesome.
Wasn't it funny?
The last intro where he did with the wine and cheese, I was laughing my ass off. All my coworkers were like, "What's so funny?" I was like, "Oh, dude, you gotta listen to this show. These guys are crazy."
Did I listen to the show?
No, I've just been mentioning it. You know, you guys gotta listen to the show and stuff. But I'm pretty much the only one that's game.
We can have straight listeners. Angel was straight.
Yes. Well, doesn't it feel weird that when you're like at work and you're listening to a podcast, you bust out laughing and people just like.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What's so funny, man? Tell me what's so funny.
It's like, no, I don't want to spoil it for myself. You go find out for yourself.
Who's Shadows 1005 or something? Who's that? Is that China?
Yes.
Is that your screen
name? You're not supposed to say a screen name.
Oh, shit.
I don't care. Shit. Yeah, Shadow SL05.
Oh, okay, SL.
Yeah, right. SL.
So, give Jenna a call. Talk dirty to her.
What about me? Damn.
Well, you have LJ.
What?
You got all kinds of men on your journal.
No, I do not. About? I don't
you
want
get
your...
all kinds of attention.
Oh, whatever. Christ. I do not.
Is
whatever.
Coffee feeling left out?
Yeah.
Te voy a hablar en español.
You want some cheese?
Oh, shit.
Para que te pongas todo wet.
China, you might want to hang up right now. We're about to get dirty. Oh, he went to get
something. Bitch, where are you going? Get back on the phone. Are you going to get some more Kool-Aid?
I got to get Kool-Aid here in a minute when he gets back.
Oh, shit.
So
I love how you guys plug in the Kool-Aid.
You
guys give Kool-Aid plugs all the time.
I love Kool-Aid. They should be paying us for that shit.
No shit.
So should Apple.
Right?
Get some free
since
money.
We love Apple so much, motherfucker.
All right, let me go get my Kool-Aid.
Where's our
guys
store?
Talk amongst yourself.
Where's our motherfucking Apple store?
Uh-oh, somebody's getting a call. Who is that?
Shit. It must be Gazo Keiko's. It ain't me.
It's me.
I am the only one allowed to get phone calls on this show.
What fucking ever?
Foul Monkeys gets 100% of my time, so they're on. They're...
Oh, hell yeah. That's what I like. I'll be right back. Talk amongst yourself. Not about me, though, because I won't
whatever.
Be able to hear you.
Who fucking cares?
Shit.
But anyway, where is our motherfucking Apple store in Lakeland, bitches? God damn it. I want my fucking Apple store. I don't want to have to fucking drive to Tampa to get my Apple products.
How far is Tampa?
It's about a 45 minute drive, depending on the traffic. If you get to a point where you got all these stupid people out on the road, then it'll take you about an hour.
Well, you know, you got a lot of old people, so it must take a while.
Sometimes, yeah. Because they get scared when they get in Tampa.
That's okay. They're all slowly dying, so.
Yeah, slowly but surely.
And I'm back!
Shh! You gotta stop talking about the parking lot, slut.
Gina, that came up in the last episode. Stop.
Parking lot, slut. So does everybody know you in your apartment complex, or...?
In my apartment complex?
Yeah.
Well, there's only 4,000 people that live here.
4,000?
Yeah. 4,000 million.
There's a bunch.
No, not everyone. I know a few people. Samantha lives here. Samantha's mom lives here. Samantha's brother lives here. So basically just Samantha's family lives here.
Okay. Hey, Ricky.
And me. You don't know this because we just record, the show we recorded on, what day would that be? The show we recorded on Thursday, we decided that Gina and I are no longer going to be in the same room until we have people starting to listen to us and actually respond to our emails, comment on our website, also go to iTunes.
You guys are going to need to make a video where you fart and then post it on your website.
I know. Farty ass girl, that fag.
I know. She pisses me off, that fucking slut.
I love how you guys always crack on her. It's a fucking bitch. She keeps getting hits.
I mean, who would know?
She's at 9:36 right now.
I know. I mean, I love the fans. I love the fact that the fans are sick and they like that kind of shit. But goddamn, what about us?
Oh no, shit.
They don't love us.
I know. Aren't we disgusting enough? I mean,
Do we actually have to shit on camera to get you to watch us and listen to us? Shit.
I don't know if I'd see that.
I mean, we had the guy shooting the
corn. I'm going to eat a bunch of corn and eat a bunch of peanuts.
That's nasty. Cochina! Oh, man. You guys are crazy.
We have a hurricane on the way.
I see that. It's going to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, and it's supposed to go through Tampa, which will probably go through us, but hopefully, dear God, that it does not stop the Amtrak train from going. Can I finish my story without being interrupted by a rude bitch?
That's trademark. You need to trademark that shit.
It's Nobody told you to stop talking, bitch.
It's not a Foul Monkey episode.
You know what? Don't be showing off because we have Gays Okay on this show.
Whatever.
I will fuck you up, bitch. I only live 3 miles from you.
Calmate, chica. Calmate.
That was hot.
What's that beeping?
What do you think?
That's your phone.
It's the bitch getting her parking lot text. She's getting her date
getting
for the night.
I'm getting a text message booty call.
That's right.
Not a text message breakup like Gina gets.
Oh.
She's getting her tricks for the night.
I gotta line them up.
What's that park that you guys were talking about? A park where people were getting arrested?
No, it's Saddle Creek.
Saddle Creek. Is that name appropriate or what?
Yeah, Saddle Creek.
And actually, it's actually in. Have you heard of the Dameron Guide? You know, the gay publication that tells you where all the fag shit is.
Oh, okay.
It's in there. In there.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The small little book. Okay.
Yeah, that tells you like all the cities and what all are gay friendly. Yeah, Saddle Creek's in there.
Check that out. We have our own little yellow book.
I know. And they'd have to put that that gay Disneyland in there.
I need to go to gay Disneyland. We have a.
You have to be careful. I mean, because you know you might get.
They
arrested.
Have gay days at Dollywood.
Yeah, everybody wears a red shirt.
Not at Dollywood.
At Dollywood. I think it's at the end of July.
Oh my God! I bet Dolly Parton loves that.
And there's all these.
And how many
do
you think that come in Dolly drag?
Oh, that would be so. That would be hilarious.
Y'all have protesters too.
I believe they have protesters, but they watch to see what you're wearing, and they won't let you in if you're wearing like some really nasty heavy metal shirts or anything with profanity on it. So they won't let you wear it in there.
Well, here at Gay Days, when you go, they have helicopters and planes that fly around with banners that say, "You're going to hell. You're doing this."
Yeah,
I'm like, "Welcome to the happiest place on earth."
Well, here in Roanoke, we have Pride in the Park, and we had an airplane with the banner last year.
Well, if that angel that's on our website is going to be in hell to greet me, I'm going there right now.
Hell yeah. Have you seen it, Mike?
Yes, that's a good one.
Is he hot or what?
He's all right. I like all him. Right. I like more meat on my bones.
Well, me too.
Well,
I mean,
I'm sure I'm sure he's got a lot of meat on his bones.
I'm sure if you take that little towel off him, that little, you know, napkin, he's probably got a lot of beef hanging.
I like the cubs and the bears.
You do.
Yeah.
That seems to be popular amongst the crowd that talk to me.
I like the woodland creatures.
I wonder why.
Oh, guess what, Mike? James and I were going to this gay campground. It's going to be a bear weekend. It's Bearapalooza. And guess who we're meeting? Shannon from B-Talk.
No shit.
Yeah, he's going to be playing there.
That's going to be... Oh. Bearapalooza, didn't that just pass, or is that coming up?
No, they have a couple of them all through the United States.
Okay, because there was one in Tennessee that they were talking about on their show.
Yeah, they just went through that one. They just had that one. But he's coming here! I'm so excited! And then James
October,
and I...
right?
Yeah.
Just don't get drunk around
November,
him.
November. And in October, we're going... Bear Bus is up here in Orlando. And guess who James and I are going to be meeting there? Jason from B-Talk.
Check that out.
I know. Cool. It's going to be so fun and junk.
Just don't get drunk around them. Because if your message or any indication about how you are, oh my God. Mm-hmm. You'll be trying to suck them all.
I'll suck them all.
I'm sure you would.
Anything to get ahead in the podcast world.
Okay, Madonna.
That's Esther.
Just call me Radonna.
Radonna.
Re-rester.
Oh, man. But, you know, you guys are great, man. I love you guys' show. I'm glad I'm finally able to get on it.
Me too. We love you so much.
You guys cracked the fuck out of me up, man. I love the show.
What's your favorite episode?
It has to be with Ding, Fries Are Done. that episode.
That what do the French fries sound like when they're done?
That shit was
hilarious. I laughed so hard when he said that. I swear to God, I thought I was going to die.
That
and... I was expecting him to go, beep, beep, beep.
Ryan's ready. But the episode with Samantha, too, that was a second.
I love that one. She's such a fucking riot.
We do, but her boyfriend got so pissed.
I don't understand
why. Her boyfriend's cute. You can bring him on the show, too.
Oh, isn't he cute?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. He's so gorgeous.
He's a little hottie.
Mm-hmm. If we bring her on, it's going to be an alter ego.
That's fine. Let's get her ass on. She's funny.
Oh, okay.
And she's going to be working with me. Tomorrow's her first day working with me.
Ooh.
Well, you could tell her if we said hello.
I will. I always tell her that people are asking about her. And when I say people, I mean gays okay.
The fans from Foul Monkeys want you back on the show.
The fans, which consist of gays okay, Nick, Rui Cub, and Herb.
There's got to be some more out there.
Well, I think our average download for the show is about 70 per show. So there's 70 people that are always listening to us, but yet we only have 4 that really respond.
Right.
The other ones understand.
They're in the closet listening.
They're scared.
Come out, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, do what Daddy says.
Do you have anything to say to the audience? Yes.
Do it doggy style.
Come out. Wherever you are.
Come out. Wherever you are.
That was my clip from that vampire.
The young lady who fell from the sky.
Because we play well with others.
I play really well with others, especially if they're in a car.
In the back seat. In a parking lot.
We have a word for that in California. That's called cabrona.
What's that mean?
Bitch. Ho.
Slut.
Come guzzling queen.
I don't know if everyone... Is it okay to stay where you're from?
I'm originally from California.
Which part?
San Joaquin Valley.
Okay, I'm not sure what that's... I've been...
I grew up in a small... Roar. I can't say roar. How do you say that?
Rural. I was out in Orange County.
Yes, about 45 minutes from a city of Fresno.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out where that is in relation to Orange
County.
So
is your city in California like Salem, small like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Really small. Not even a city, it's more like a town.
Like Salem.
Yeah, like Salem.
Salem.
Jeffrey Dahmer's mother lives in Fresno.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? I kind of thought Jeffrey Dahmer was hot.
You thought so?
Yeah.
Speaking of,
I bet you thought John Wayne Gacy was hot, didn't you?
No.
The guy that killed all the boys in Chicago dressed like a clown.
That reminds me of Stephen King's It.
Speaking of Dahmer, I always wanted to use the name in, you know, Marilyn Manson always does a female and a serial killer. I always wanted to do Princess Diana Dahmer.
That would be a good Halloween costume.
Wouldn't it, though?
Yeah.
Princess Diana Dahmer.
Yes.
Freak out the children.
That's right.
The Churins.
The Churins.
The Churins.
Oh, you know about them Churins.
You know, listen, I'm learning a lot of southern terms from you guys, so. That and Ricky's. Okay.
No, you got it wrong. You have to do it like this. You have to go like this. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
I get the weirdest looks at work.
Okay.
They're like, man, if you ever sounded gay, that's what it sounds like.
That's when you know you're gay.
Yep.
That's okay. Thanks to my friend Charisse, because we did that all the time at work. Like, when we'd say something, like, somebody would say something totally stupid, we'd be like, and how you gotta do it is you gotta put your hand up to your face, like, kind of like your thumb on your cheek, and then hold your fingers out and be like, okay! Like, cover up your mouth.
Okay!
You're totally going to have to do that on, like, a video and send that to us so we can put it on the website.
I'm
going to
work on that. I'm going to try my best.
And we're going to do a dance remix of you going, okay!
That'd be sweet. Yeah, put an 80s mix in there. Good old 80s. A Miami bass mix or some shit like that. That'd be cool.
How about we do it to, like, a Flock of Seagulls?
Or Boy George Culture Club.
Or Wham. Wake Me Up.
Wake Me Up Before You Bang Me.
No.
Okay!
No, it's Van Wham.
Who didn't know he was gay at that time?
Oh,
I was
God.
Like three, and I knew he was gay.
Oh my God! I mean, he was like totally gay. That's like fucking Elton John.
Charisse said she was so upset when she found out that George Michael was gay. I was like, "What are you talking about? Found out?
Really?"
She's like, "I had no idea. I had the biggest crush. Like George Michael was going to be my husband."
Okay,
and
whoa.
I was like, "Well, he's someone else's husband right now.
Mm-hmm. He's bending over the couch for somebody else.
Oh, he was somebody else's husband in that bathroom in that parking lot.
He just doesn't know his name. Mm. It's new, you know, new every day, but he doesn't know their names."
That day was his name was Mr. Cop.
Mm-hmm. Mr., you got the right to remain silent. All this sucking you've
and
been
what
doing,
you're doing is going to be held against
that's
you
right.
in the paper tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Everybody going to know your business now.
Everybody.
That's like
everybody.
No.
Everybody.
No, it's everybody.
Everybody.
Oh, everybody.
Everybody
yeah,
know
you
your shit.
Learning.
Everybody knows my business.
That's right.
So it's a mixture of Ebonics and Southern twang.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Everybody. Everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it. Everybody. Okay.
Everybody.
Only Mike would stutter while doing it.
Hey, fuck you.
That's right. You tell him.
No. Here we go. Ooh.
Oh, there you go. Oh, you know what? My third favorite, that episode where Gina confessed, told one of her secrets.
Which one?
Oh,
which secret?
Was a good episode.
Which secret?
Where you were trying to tell Ricky your secret, and then he's like, wait, what? I don't think that's right.
Oh, the secret with the cousin or the stepbrother?
The stepbrother or something like that. Gina's all confessing, and right away you're like, oh!
You remember that one,
Gina?
You remember that one when you're saying you're like fucking around with your stepbrother?
That's right, and you were fucking with your next door neighbor's daddy or something like that.
My best friend's dad.
Mm. Daddy!
Confessional.
Touch me in my wrong place.
Oh, Is this confessions? Do you want to confess anything?
No,
Mike?
I have yes. nothing to confess.
Oh, you liar.
Who touched Junior in No Place?
Those were all wanted.
Whoever wanted.
Those were all wanted.
Oh. I was going to say, damn.
Well, we didn't say just because they touch you in the no-no place that you didn't want it.
I know,
they're
really.
They're just touching you in the
That's
no-no
right.
place.
We were just saying that they were touching us. We weren't saying that we didn't like it.
Oh, okay.
Shit.
Damn, why you gotta take everything so literal?
I know, it's like, shit. It's like he raped me and I enjoyed it.
You're on Foul Monkeys. Get that shit right, okay?
Okay. Whatever.
So do you find yourself at work like doing stuff that we say just like, and people don't really get what you're talking about because they don't know?
Okay.
That was a stupid ass question, wasn't it?
Just wait till you hear that whenever you listen to the show. Okay.
Ricky's a retard.
Foul Monkeys, hang on. Hey, how much time do we have, Jenna?
Oh, yeah, excuse me, we have 24 minutes.
We're like 2 minutes into the show. How much time we got left?
I'm like, fuck! Stop
it! If everyone didn't know, Gay's Okay is the one that bitched about us saying that. He's like, just put something in there that says that you're about to end the show or something.
Oh, why? Because we just ignore it.
That's what's interesting about Foul Monkeys is it's multiple subjects all at random.
And Lord knows when we say we're going to close, it's another 50 minutes. We're going to close the show.
50 minutes.
The show we just recorded, we were telling at 36 minutes, we're like, okay, we have to go, Herb. At 57 is or 53 when we said, okay, we really got to go.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with us. Our shows have been super long lately. We need to stop that shit.
Man, just do what the Mad Hatters do and make it into two shows.
We're not the Mad Hatters.
Oh, no shit.
Shit. Mm.
Okay. I mean, I love Nick and everything, but we're not the Mad Hatters. We are Foul Monkeys. We do our own fucking thing. If you don't like it, you go listen to Mad Hatters.
Yeah, you know what goes okay? This ain't Burger King. This ain't your way right away.
Okay.
Watch out, Ariel and Tina might be coming around.
Oh, I know. I think I heard her.
Away, man.
I heard Tina back there. She's kind of pissed right now.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. It's like Telly Gates. Okay, oh my god.
Oh,
my telly god, it's like telly gaze. Okay, I'm like telly wet my panties. Hi, Kay.
You didn't answer my question. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing?
Oh. Should I go get Tina?
Fuck her. I'm wet. How are you?
Hey, Tina, Ariel said fuck you.
How are you?
Good, how you doing?
Oh, it's good.
Good.
You're so hot.
What are you wearing?
I can wear nothing if you want.
Oh my god, who is this?
Oh my god, Tina! Oh my god, Tina! Oh my god, Tina! Oh my god, Tina!
Shut the fuck up!
Oh my god, Tina! It's like telling guys, okay, oh my god, Tina!
Back up!
Oh my god, Tina!
Breathe, girls, breathe.
Is it the uncut gaze okay?
Oh my telling god, it's like telling guys, okay, oh my god!
My pudding's totally falling out of my panties right now.
Hey,
oh my
Ariel,
god.
Tina.
Oh my god, I think I'm gonna pass out.
Ariel and Tina, you didn't answer my question. I called you last
Tina.
Week and you didn't answer my question.
Tina, I'm like totally getting lightheaded, Tina. Oh
we
my god.
Answered your question.
Yes, we did. Didn't we?
Oh, look, the guys oh told god. Me that you were being bitches and you got off the phone.
Well, they're assholes.
No,
like, oh my god.
They're liars.
They're assholes.
You want my asshole,
do you guys
Dr. Gates?
Listen to their show?
Tina, you're gonna have to like totally whip my ass, and it's like we're putting them in jail. I'm like totally sick of the motherfuckers.
Yeah, we're totally calling domestic abuse on them.
That's
and
right.
taking over their fucking shit.
Fuck them assholes. Oh my god, they just
they're always on us. They're always on us while we're on the rag.
I mean, god.
I'm tired.
It's like clean the shower when you're done.
I am so ready to go back to Lighthouse Ministries. It's not even funny.
I know
Lighthouse Minute.
We need to, like, totally take the bus over there. But anyway,
the best. Fuck that. I'll give somebody a blowjob to get me there.
So, like, gays, how are you?
Doing good. How are you, ladies?
Hi, gays.
Oh my god, it's gays. Okay.
I'm so excited.
Oh my god, I'm gonna go twiddle my twat.
No, come twiddle my twat.
I'm just running into both of you at Wet n' Wild yesterday.
Totally finger bang myself.
We wanted to be at Wet n' Wild, but we were getting wet and wild on each other's face.
Yes, okay. We were like totally bulldogging it.
We were totally doing the scissors.
Oh my god, we were like totally munching at the Y.
Do you like to munch at the Y, gays?
He's so fag.
I'm afraid I don't. I'm so
He's
sorry.
He's so fag.
I don't.
He is not gay. I could totally turn him out.
Okay, Tina, you're like totally in your delusional world. He is like totally gay.
Okay. Oh no.
If he doesn't want Ariel, he is totally gay.
Bitch, you're ugly.
Pure gay.
Yes, you're gay. I'm sorry.
Not even like 0.9% straight.
Would you just like stick the head in?
1%.
Would you like to at least stick your head in? You can just stick the head in. You don't have to put the whole thing in. Just
you
could
even like stick it in her ass.
Yeah,
our asses
loose. I can stick my whole head in there and look around.
No, your dick head.
Duh.
Gah.
We're not horrors.
Jesus.
I heard you were as loose as Dumbo's ears, and you guys could flap away in the wind.
Oh my god, who totally told you that? Oh my god, Gina told you that.
Stop talking about my roast beef like that.
Oh my god, Gina's the one that told you, didn't she? She told you, didn't she? I'm kicking Gina's ass.
Oh, that bitch she's is talking dead. About our roast beef.
I'm like totally killing that bitch.
What a bitch.
Oh my god.
So anyway, guys, okay, we'll just reiterate. Yeah, is that the right word? Reiterate?
That's a big word.
We, like, totally clean our assholes for everyone.
Yes.
Oh, that's really good. Okay.
Yeah.
And I have a secret.
Okay.
I have to shave my asshole because it's hairy. Is that make me...
Do you have long fingernails?
Does that make me, like, a bad girl?
No, just a hairy ass.
So, you have long fingernails,
I'm totally hairy. Going out of character, and it's, like, fucking me up.
I'm trying to be professional and talk to you, ladies, oh but it's really hard for me.
You're so hot, guys. I just totally wish you would just, like, totally stick the head of your dick in. That's all I want. I don't have to take it all.
I don't mean any offense, but you're really grossing me out, girls.
You don't want our rare roast beef?
Oh my god, we're like totally hot.
I don't do fish at all.
I said roast beef.
Oh my god.
You don't want to taste our beef curtains?
He like thinks you're like sea bass or something. Like a number.
Oh my god!
He's gonna like
Ariel.
He's gonna like call
Ariel.
Us a squid. The next thing you know, he's gonna call
Ariel,
us a squid.
It's okay,
but he's Listen hot.
Ariel, he's shut hot. The fuck up, bitch!
Oh my god, he's like totally hot.
Shut up, bitch!
Like, what?
I'm like, trying to tell a story.
Okay, like what?
Gay, it's okay. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
I love you.
I totally went over to him. I totally went over to Ariel's house and I asked her
too.
What's... I asked her... Hello!
I'm like, totally pregnant. It's yours.
Oh my fucking god, can I fucking talk? You're fucking ignoring me.
Oh my god, Tina, I totally went to the sperm bank and got Gay's okay sperm and
just
my
baby's
daddy.
I need to tell my
daddy.
Story!
It's gonna be the savior.
I need to tell my story!
He's gonna be my baby's daddy.
Anyway, I went over Ariel's house the other day, and I asked her what was for dinner, and she totally spread her legs and said crabs. Ew.
Fresh crabs.
You know, if you put some Obey seasoning on it, it comes up pretty good.
I thought you were not gay. I mean, I thought you were gay.
That's what I put on all my seafood.
So you do eat at the Y with seafood?
Only when it's available on the buffet.
Oh, I got a buffet for you then.
She's got like a totally big buffet.
My buffet is never ending.
She can feel like a total football field with her buffet.
I like put Ryan's to shame.
Oh my god. And Barnhill's, no competition. And Sunny's...
okay, I'm ready like to leave the show. Like, because my head hurts.
Oh my god, you're like Gay's okay. It's gonna be my baby's daddy.
Gay's okay. Gay's okay.
Yes.
Can you stick your finger in my pussy real quick?
He doesn't do squid.
I asked Gay's okay, not fucking Ariel.
You know, I finger bang. I mean, oh my god.
I don't care about you, Ariel. Shut the fuck up.
I'm not Gay's okay. I am not finger banging you anymore. Sorry, Gay's okay. Bitch.
Gay's okay.
He's hot.
It's okay.
He's not totally hot.
How about if you mail me a vibrator and I touch it?
I get to use it first.
How about this? Why don't you, next time you use a condom, send it to us.
I don't want my kids running around.
He doesn't want them running around in my mouth.
Because she was totally suck it like a lollipop.
You can use it for icing and put it on top of your biscuits in the morning.
Oh, I got some biscuits for you.
Oh, yes.
And they're rising to the top.
Oh, my God.
Get her own. Okay, I gotta go for real. Bye.
It was nice talking to you, ladies.
Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, since Ariel and Tina decided to take over the show, we've had to continue this onto a second episode because it was so fucking long. And we didn't want to have to put you through this, so this is continued.
Hey, Ricky and Jonna, this is Rory Cub, and I am outside a Target in Jersey City, New Jersey. Just figured I'd give you guys a call. That you're doing a great job on your podcast, and that I am ridiculously bored. And I wish I had my iPod with me so I could listen to the Ricky and Jonna show. Anyhow, just can't wait till I'm on your show again, and that I hope that you guys continue doing this forever. Anyhow, talk to you later. Bye-bye.